Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie Lyon is here to tell us what we can watch. I'm Kat Cullen. We are diving in this week with a trip to the cinema to see Monkey Man. Susie, tell us what it's all about.
Hey, Kat. Yeah, this one is marking the directorial debut for Dev Patel and also starring him in the lead role. And it's an action thriller. It is called Monkey Man and it's out this week at the cinemas. So what's it about? Kid is an anonymous young man who watched as his mother was killed. And now he plans to hunt down the group of corrupt leaders who are responsible for her death. But during his journey to exact revenge, Kid becomes the savior of the poor and powerless people who are also tormented by the same corrupt leaders. The trailer looks like there might be quite a bit of violence in this film, but the story seems strong.
Let's have a snippet from the trailer for this one. This is Monkey Man, the latest action movie to hit your screens, and it's getting rave reviews. Here's Monkey Man.
The rich don't see us as people.
If a man wishes to challenge the gods, he must become more than a man. He must become a beast.
Who is he?
Nobody. Just some crazy kid from the gutter.
He has to be extinguished.
This one looks wild. One review said it was the best action movie in decades.
Yeah, so action films do have that little bit of a reputation for focusing too much on the violence and not so much on the story or the, you know, the characters or the character arcs. However, Dev Patel had this to say about action movies. I think the action genre has sometimes been abused by the system. I wanted to give it real soul, real trauma, real pain, and I wanted to infuse it with a little bit of culture. So I think it's fair to say this might be more than mindless violence for violence's sake, but a strong storyline as well.
Dev is on camera in this. He's behind the camera. He wrote it. Can he stop being so talented? Leave some space for the rest of us, Dev Patel.
Yeah, absolutely. He's also, you know, kind of cute as well. So there's that. He's an award-winning British actor who you might remember from Slumdog Millionaire. Or if you're a little younger than me, you'd recognize him from Skins. I didn't watch that one. But even award-winning actors must slog away to make their film dreams a reality. Patel worked hard on this. He co-wrote it. He directed himself as well as starring in the lead role. And then, of course, the distribution for him was quite small. But when Jordan Peele of Get Out, Us and Nope fame saw this movie, he insisted it needed a wider release and so brought the rights to it and released it so we would all get to hear about it and get to enjoy it. So I think if Jordan Peele gives it a stamp of approval, that it definitely must be worth watching.
Incredible. That one is Monkey Man. It's out this week at the cinema. Go watch, go watch. If you're looking for something that's on your small screens, you might turn to Reginald the Vampire. This is a TV series. It's out on Sky Show. It's out now, in fact.
Yeah, this is a new one on our screens here in Switzerland, and season two is currently being filmed. So we can start off catching up with season one of Reginald the Vampire, which dropped on Sky Show. And then when we're finished, hopefully season two will be out so we can continue. So Reginald is a nobody who happens to meet Maurice, a man who will help him get whatever he wants, and so turns him into a vampire, of course. The only problem is the vampires in Reginald's town don't want him hanging around. He isn't quite as cool or as hot as the other vampires. But Reginald soon discovers he can be a better man as a vampire than he was as a human. But he has to try not to get taken out by the other vampires who want him gone for good.
Let's have a snippet from this trailer.
Reginald.
Have you noticed anything unusual about Reginald lately?
There's something in that you're not telling me.
What the what?
Reggie, you're a vampire now.
You turned into an undead creature of the night.
Pretty messed up.
Bright side, you kind of sucked at the whole being human thing anyways.
Oh?
You can make new vampire friends. I bet they have really cool social events.
Welcome to the party.
Like meet and greets.
Vampires are weird.
It's a kind of high school growing up movie with a sense of humor around some of the tropes in vampire shows too. Not bad. And season two is already in the making now.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So we can definitely get our vampire fix with this new one.
That's Reginald the Vampire, season one, out now on Sky Show. We also took a little look at Monkey Man, out this week at the cinema. Let us know what you get out there and go and watch. And if you like either of these that we have told you about today, we want to hear from you. You can also get a Sky Show 7-day pass going through our website, worldradio.ch/big-screen-little-screen. Thanks, Susie.
You're welcome, Kat. Enjoy the shows.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.